ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10, द समम बोनम, चैप्टर 9, मदर यशोदा बाइंड्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा, वर्स नंबर 7। उतार्य गोपी सुश्रुतम पय पुनः, प्रविश्य संदृश्य च दधि अमत्रकम्। भग्नं विलोक्य स्वसुतस्य कर्मत जहास तं चापि न तत्र पश्यति। उतार्य गोपी सुश्रुतं पय पुनः, प्रविश्य सदृश्य च दधि अमत्रकम्। भग्नं विलोक्य स्वसुतस्य कर्मत जहास तं चापि न तत्र पश्यति। उतार्य गोपी सुश्रितं पय पुनः, प्रविश्य संदृश्य च दधि अमत्रकम्। भग्नं विलोक्य स्वसुतस्य कर्मत जहास तं चापि न तत् पश्यति। कार्य गोपी सुश्रुतं पय पुनः, पश्यति। कार्य गोपी सुश्रुतं पय पुनः, प्रविश्य संदृश्य च दधि अमत्रकम्। भग्नं विलोक्य स्वसुतस्य कर्मत जहास तं चापि न तत्र पश्यति। उतार्य गोपी सुश्रुतं पय पुनः, प्रविश्य संदृश्य च दधि अमत्रकम्। भग्नं विलोक्य सुतस्य कर्मत तं चापि न तत्र पश्यति। माताजी, उतार्य गोपी सुश्रितं पय पुनः, प्रविश्य संदृश्य च दधि अमत्रकम्। भग्नं विलोक्य स्वसुतस्य कर्मत जहास तं चापि न तत्र पश्यति। उतार्य गोपी सुश्रितं पय पुनः, Pravishya Sandrishya Chadadiya Matrikam Bhagnam Vilokya Swasutasya Karmatad Jahasa Tamchatina Tatra Pasyati Utarya, putting down from the oven. Gopi, Mother Yashoda. Sushritam, very hot. Paya, the milk. Puna, again. Pravishya, entered the churning spot. Sandrishya, by observing. Cha, also. Dadhi Amatrikam, the container of yogurt. Bhagnam, broken. Vilokya, seeing this. Swasutasya, of her own child. Karma, work. Tat, that. Jahasa, smiled. Tamcha, Krishna also. Api, at the same time. Na, not. Tatra, there. Pashyati, finding. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Mother Yashoda, after taking down the hot milk from the oven, returned to the churning spot. And when she saw that the container of yogurt was broken and that Krishna was not present, she concluded that the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna. Purport. Seeing the pot broken and Krishna not present, Yashoda definitely concluded that the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna. There was no doubt about it. Om Ajnantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 9, Verse Number 7. Mother Yashoda, after taking down the hot milk from the oven, returned to the churning spot. And when she saw that the container of yogurt was broken and that Krishna was not present, she concluded that the breaking of the pot was the work of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, when Sukadeva Goswami described the pastime at Brahmand Ghat, where Krishna ate clay, mud, mati, and Mother Yashoda, in order to look for the evidence of eating mud, He told Krishna to open his mouth and she saw the whole universe. In spite of seeing the whole universe in Krishna's body, Mother Yashoda's understanding that this is my son did not reduce. Whereas we will see that Devaki, when she came out of the prison freed by Krishna, she wanted to embrace Krishna as a mother. But she had knowledge that he is God, he just killed Kamsa. And that was making her hesitate. Her vatsalya got little diluted with Aishwarya, with seeing Krishna's opulence. But Mother Yashoda, this doesn't happen. Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill and all the Brajavasis are protected 7 days, 7 nights continuously. And after the rain is over, he keeps the hill down again and comes out and everybody embraces him. Everybody is happy that Krishna protected us. There's only one person who is unhappy. That's Mother Yashoda. She says, "You naughty boy, how many times I told you not to do all these things? Come, your hand must be paining, let me massage it. Let Nanda Baba do all these things. Why did you pick up the hill?" That's Yashoda Maiya. When Krishna goes with the cows to the forest, Yashoda Maiya says, "Krishna, look, sometimes there will be ferocious animals in the forest. Sometimes asuras will be there. Sometimes rain will come. But don't fear. Whenever you feel fear, just chant the name of Narayan, everything will be okay." And Krishna will say, "Yes, Maiya, I will chant the name of Narayan." So her vatsalya never got diluted. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard the great love of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba, he asked a question to Sukadeva Goswami. He asked that what pious activities did Mother Yashoda perform in her previous birth to attain this stage of devotional service? What pious activities she performed? Like Devaki, Vasudev, Krishna, Sutapa, they performed some austerities. So what did Yashoda and Nanda did? That was his question. Now, nobody can perform so many pious activities or even devotional activities to get the position of Yashoda Maiya. That's not possible. That's her monopoly. She is one and only one. Nobody can take her position. So this question doesn't make sense. There was no such pious activity. She is Nitya, eternally mother of Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami was not very happy. Because the base of this question is that she performed some pious activity and received this benediction. But just to answer Parikshit Maharaj, he said that when Krishna told Brahma that I am going to come in the material world, you tell all the demigods to appear around to help me. So that time, after Brahma told all the demigods, the Vasu, Drona and Dhara, they were husband and wife.
He approached Brahma. He's a pure devotee. And he said, I will become Gopa, my wife will become Gopi, and we want the blessing that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes down, he becomes our son. Brahma said, yes, tathastu. And they came as Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya, and Krishna came as their son. But hearing this, Parikshit was not satisfied, because that's not, he seems to be very great. So many pure devotees in the demigod planet came down. But what Yashoda Maya experienced, even Devaki Vasudev didn't experience the childhood pastimes of Krishna. The childhood pastimes of Krishna are such that you don't have to do anything. Just hear and you develop attachment to Krishna. And they are not very philosophical or difficult to understand. You don't have to put effort in paying attention. They are so attractive, anybody will pay attention to them. Even atheist people know this pastime. Krishna's childhood pastimes, even non-devotees know. Even who are fixed in that determination that God doesn't exist, they know this pastime. And they get attracted to this pastime. So not only Yashoda Maya and Nanda Baba, but anybody who follows this pastime, they develop devotional perfection. So originally Yashoda and Nanda Baba are part of Golok Vrindavan. And when Krishna comes, they also come. And Drona and Dhara, they entered in the body of Nanda and Yashoda. Devotee who has love of Godhead, he can have exhibition of ecstatic symptoms of love in his body. There are 8 ecstatic symptoms of love. Hair standing, tears falling, becoming stumped, perspiring, trembling, voice choking, change of bodily color, and finally death, coma, unconsciousness. There is only Yashoda Maya in all the rasa, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, who has 9 ecstatic symptoms in body. And the 9th one is breast milk flowing from her breast. No other devotee in Shanta, Dasya, Sakya or Madhurya has love which is expressed by flow of breast milk. This is a bodily change for Yashoda Maya. When Krishna was grandfather and he visited Kurukshetra, and Yashoda Maya was also there, and when she saw and met Krishna there, her sari became wet with her breast milk. So at that age, for her son, she is having breast milk. Generally, that's not seen, that after so many years, the mother will still have breast milk. But when she saw Krishna, when she thinks of Krishna, her milk starts spilling. When she calls Krishna, come, her milk starts spilling. That is unique with Vatsalya. So in order to explain Parikshit Maharaj that Yashoda Maya's position is higher than Brahma's position, is higher than Lord Shiva's position, is higher than Mother Lakshmi's position, Sukhdeva Goswami narrates this pastime, Damodar Leela, where we understand Maya's position. That she conquers Krishna with her love, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all the universes. Every single entity in this world fears Krishna, The wind moves because of fear of Krishna. The ocean doesn't cross its boundary and comes inside because of the fear of Krishna. The sun rises because of fear of Krishna. Yamraj performs his duties because of fear of Krishna. Indra performs his duties because of fear of Krishna. Fear is fearful of Krishna. Fear personified is fearful of Krishna. And that Krishna is fearful when Mother Yashoda takes a stick. That's amazing. Every single person in the world is maintained by Krishna. The food is given by Krishna. And that Krishna becomes hungry, and Mother Yashoda maintains Krishna by feeding her breast milk. That's amazing. In all the rasas, devotees give to Krishna and also take. Only Yashoda Maya in the whole history till now only has given, not taken. Even gopis, if there is asura, what will they do? They will pray, Krishna, please protect us. The sakhas, Krishna, please protect us. The dasyas, Krishna, please protect us. Mother Yashoda, let me do something to protect Krishna. She will not pray to Krishna, Krishna, protect me from asura. She will go to Narayana and say, Narayana, please protect Krishna from this asura. She has only given. That's also unique. She is protective, she is maintainer of Krishna. And she loves Krishna so much. When Krishna, as a small baby, would always be on her lap, 24 hours, and she would have tough time to manage the household work, because Krishna is always on the lap. Finally, when Krishna started going out, she was happy that, okay, now he's not on my lap, I can do some housework. And Krishna would go out of the house. And the first thing he did by going out of the house is make a team. Other boys of his age, he made a team. And he told them, we will play a new game. The boys were happy. First of all boys are happy with game. All children are happy with game. Now new game. Said, what? So we will eat makhan. Bhai said, what is new in that? Since childhood we are doing it. Said, we will steal makhan. Mehnat ki kamai. We will steal makhan. We do some hard work and then eat. Krishna had experience of stealing makhan. Because the first time he stole makhan was in his own house. As a small baby, he went to the storehouse and he used to pick up makhan and eat. And the first time when he did that, in the nearby pillar with diamonds, Krishna saw his own reflection. And he got fearful that somebody saw him stealing. So he is so clever, he took that makhan and went to the pillar and told the boy, look, my dear friend, don't tell Yashoda Maya. I give you this makhan. You also eat, but don't tell Yashoda Maya. And he started feeding his reflection. Yashoda Maya was watching all this. So she started laughing. And she came inside. And she told Krishna, what are you doing? He got more fearful. That Yashoda Maya caught him red-handed now. So he went and jumped on Mother Yashoda's lap. Said, Maya, Maya, you know what? This boy stole your makhan. Look, I took it back. He's so clever. Next time when Mother Yashoda caught him stealing makhan, It was red-handed. His hand was inside the butter pot. And there was makhan all over his face. So Yashoda Maiya said, "Krishna, what is happening?" Immediately he pulled his hand, whole makhan off. Said, "Maiya, you know these ruby bangles, red ruby bangles you put me today morning? They are burning my hand. So I am just cooling it off in this butter pot." So Maiya again started laughing, "He is so clever." She picked him up, put him on her lap. She said, "Okay, don't worry, I'll remove the ruby bangles." And she started removing the ruby bangles, kissing his arm and hand. And he said, "Why are you afraid? This all makhan belongs to you. You eat anytime you want, no problem." One day there were some guests in the house of Mother Yashoda. And she was talking to them. And Krishna started crying. And he came and pulled her sari and uncovered her head. You know, they would cover with the sari, uncover her hair. Mother Yashoda was busy with the guest. So she told 2-3 sakis, "Please take care of this boy." So one sakhi picked up crying Krishna. He said, "What happened? What do you want? Why are you disturbing your Maiya?" He crying said, "I want that butter, white butter, condensed butter." And that was moon. And he thought, "This is butter, full moon." Said, "I want that butter." Now the sakhi had to keep him quiet. So sakhi is very clever. She told Krishna, "That is not butter. That is swan. Rajhams. Royal swan." She thought Krishna will stop crying, knowing it is not butter. He started crying more. He said, "I want swan. I will play with swan. Please catch quickly, it will fly away." So she failed. So another sakhi picked up Krishna. She said, "Krishna, this sakhi is speaking lies. That's not swan. That's moon. Chandradev. That's not swan. That's not butter. That's moon." He started crying more. Said, "I want moon. I want moon. I'll play with moon." So she also failed. Then Yashoda Maiya came. She took Krishna in her lap. She said, "Krishna, these both sakhis are speaking lies. Neither that is swan, nor that moon. This is butter." Krishna was crying. He said, "Yes, yes, I want to eat butter. Get me that butter." Yashoda Maiya said, "No, I will not give you this butter." He said, "Why?" He said, "Because this butter is mixed with poison. You see that black mark? That's poison. And how can I give poisoned butter to my darling son?" Krishna was still crying. "Poison? How can butter have poison?" Maiya said, "That's a long story." "So tell me." And he stopped crying. The whole purpose was to make him stop cry. He said, "Krishna, you know once what happened? There were asuras and devtas. They were churning a milk ocean." Krishna said, "Milk ocean? What is ocean?" Said, "Milk ocean means big milk, lots of milk." "Krishna, how many cows make that milk?" Because for Krishna, milk means coming from cows. So if there is lots of milk, lots of cows will be there. Maiya laughed. Said, No. Cows don't make that milk ocean. Krishna said, come on. Without cows, how will you get milk? So how can you have milk, Oshiyam? Maya said, look, Krishna, one who gave milk to the cows, he made that milk, Oshiyam. Oh, that's okay. Okay, then? So the devatas and the asuras, they started churning the milk ocean. And this moon came from that churning. So churning, how they churned? Just like gopis churn? He said, yes, just like gopis churn. So this butter came out of this churning. But also poison came out of milk ocean. Again Krishna's poison? Poison comes from snake, not from milk ocean, not from milk. Maya said, no, actual poison came from milk ocean. Some poison snakes took, some poison Lord Shiva took, and some this butter took. So this butter is mixed with poison. So I will not give you poisoned butter. And hearing the whole story, he slept. Next day morning he woke up hungry. Mother Yashoda brought a golden bowl with a spoon with butter. Krishna, please eat butter. Krishna said, no, yesterday I was hungry and I slept like this. You told me a story but didn't give me butter. So telling story to Krishna is not easy because he will ask so many questions. So he had experience of this stealing. So he told all his boys, we will steal, maja aayega. It will be very joyful. And they started stealing. And all the neighboring gopis, they were ecstatic, but also disturbed. So one day they all together formed a group to go and complain to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda was sitting on a nice throne, they were sitting, and Krishna also came to hear his complaint. Krishna likes to hear his katha, so he came to hear. Actually, they came to see Krishna. Krishna is so beautiful, every day morning they will come to see him. That's their Mangala Arati. So they told Mother Yashoda, your son is chor. Thief. Mother Yashoda didn't like this. No mother likes. Any mother you go and tell your son is thief, will she like? Even a real thief's mother will not like this. Mother Yashoda didn't like this. He said, my dear gopis, why are you speaking so harsh words? My son is not a thief. He is thief. He is masti khor. He is mischievous. He is naughty. Said, what did he do? Why are you saying all these words for him? Said, he comes to my house before I wake up, goes to the cow shed and unties all the calves, big calves. And they go and drink all mother cow's milk. When we go, we don't get milk. Every day he does that. Mother Yashoda said, oh, he is a child. When he comes to your house, give him something to eat and he will be peaceful. Children, if you eat, even one toffee you give children, children are pleased. A rich man, you give one toffee, he will be pleased. No, but his son, you give a toffee, he will be pleased. Children, you just give something to eat, they are pleased. So just give some makhan. Another gopi said, makhan? We don't have to give him. He steals makhan from our house. He comes, eats makhan from the pot, gives to Balram, gives to all his friends, and they have full stomach makhan. Fine, that's okay. They are all our children. But then he starts distributing to monkeys. And you give to one monkey, hundreds will come. And he gives to monkeys all the butter. And monkeys are also all full. so much full that they don't eat more. And when monkeys also stop eating, he takes the makhan and throws on our face saying, this is itna ghatiya makhan. Monkeys are also not eating. Such a bad makhan. Monkeys are also not eating. And when we catch him and want to scold him, immediately he touches our feet, folds his hands and cries that, okay, next time I will not do. Then we don't feel like scolding him. But next day again he does. Yashoda Maiya said, look, children don't know mera tera. My makhan, your makhan. They see, they eat. It's your mistake. You should not keep it on the floor. Tie it up. Tie it up. Then they will not take. Another Sakhi said, I tie it up. But your Krishna Balram, they come and take all the furniture of the house, table, chair, etc. And they climb and take makhan. And if they can't move the furniture, they will make a circle among themselves and climb each other's top. And they will take the butter pot. And if they can't do that, he has such a technique, he will throw a stone on the pot. There will be a small hole, the butter will fall straight in his mouth. And he takes all our butter. Mother Yashoda said, it's your mistake. You should keep it in dark. Because a child sees, so he attempts to take. But if he doesn't see, he will not take. You keep it in dark. Another Sakhi said, I keep it in dark. But as soon as he comes in the whole room is full of light. Because he is wearing so many pearls, diamonds, gold ornaments, emeralds, sapphires, rubies, corals, lapis lazuli. He wears so many ornaments. Mother Yashoda said, should I remove all the ornaments? Said, no use. Even though he's black, but his body emits so much jyoti, so much light, that whole room becomes effulgent and he can see the butter pot. Yashoda Maiya said, it's all your mistake. Why don't you lock it? Once you lock it, he can't take. Another Sakhi said, I lock it. But when he comes to our house and doesn't find butter, he does more naughty activities. What does he do? Said, he passes urine all over the house and makes the whole house dirty. Then he goes to my bedroom and pinches my small babies so hard that they cry for 6 hours. And then he threatens us that tomorrow I will come again. If I don't get butter tomorrow, I'll bring a torch and I'll burn your house. He threatens us like this. Our whole day goes in cleaning the house and keeping the baby quiet. He's so naughty. Mother Yashoda said, is it? Okay, I will chastise him today. And they are happy. And Mother Yashoda sees Shyam sitting there, hearing his pastime. With a beautiful face, sweet smile, very innocent look. And Maiya turns and sees his face. He's such an innocent boy, how can I chastise? So she doesn't chastise. And all the gopis start laughing. And they said, okay, they again go. So every day these complaints are coming. And every day Mother Yashoda ignores these complaints. Because she is confident, my son will not steal. And why will he steal? There are 9 lakh cows in the house. How much butter must be there in the house? How much ghee, yogurt must be there in the house? Somebody who has lakhs of liters of butter in the house, will he steal in another's house? Let's not consider possible or serious. It's like you go to Juhu police station, say, I want to put a FIR. Said, what happened? He said, Mr. Ambani stole 10 rupees. He said, what are you saying? Not possible. He doesn't have time to count his money. Where will he waste his time in stealing your 10 rupees? Right? So one who has so much makhan in a house, where he will steal your makhan? So on the Deepavali day, Mother Yashoda woke up early because lots of housework is there. Sweets are to be made, guests will come. So she thought, every day I am receiving this complaint. My son is not a thief. But maybe the complaints are true. If yes, then why will he steal when he has ample in the house? There can be only one reason, that he doesn't find our house makhan tasty. He doesn't like the taste of makhan of our house. That is possible, because my maid servant, Dasi, they don't do good work. Yashoda Maiya didn't like the way they would serve, because Lala is not satisfied. You know, today even when housewives keep maid servants in their house, they call bai. Even though they keep, but they don't like their work. This problem originated from Mother Yashoda 5000 years before. Unsolved. So she thought, today I will myself make butter for Krishna, then he will not steal. And Nanda Baba has 9 lakh cows. Out of that, 8 to 10 are very special cows who eat flavored, tasty, fresh, fragrant grass. And they give sweet, fragrant milk. And that milk is preserved for Krishna. So there was a pot of milk, pot of yogurt. So she took and started churning butter early morning, with a rod in the pot and rope and churning. And she was singing songs of Krishna, bhajan, holy name. Whatever Leela Krishna performs in Vrindavan in the morning, by afternoon somebody writes a poem, bhajan. And by evening it is in everybody's WhatsApp. It's in everybody's mouth. So every day devotees would sing bhajans when they work. So Yashoda Maiya, with yellow and orange sari, with a nice flower garland, with nice flowers on the hair, and with ornament and bangles, she was churning butter and perspiring and chanting bhajan, singing bhajan, and her bangles were doing the job of kartal. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And because of the heavy work, her whole body was shaking. And flowers were falling, the garland petals were falling, her sari was becoming loose, which she had wrapped. And her sari was becoming wet with milk just because she was thinking of Krishna. Now when Mother Yashoda can have milk in the breast just by thinking of Krishna spilling out, Krishna can have hunger just because the milk is getting waste. So in the bedroom, Krishna woke up crying, but there is nobody to attend to. Mother Yashoda is in the courtyard. She didn't hear the cry because she is thinking, as usual, Krishna will get up late. But today Krishna woke up early because milk was there, spilling. How can he lose this chance? So he cried. Mother Yashoda didn't come. So what did he do? He cried loudly. Still she didn't come. Then what did he do? He stopped. He said, I'm crying loudly, nobody is coming, why to waste? So she stopped. But he was angry. And he was hungry. Anger plus hunger. Very deadly combination. If somebody is angry and hungry, both at least give him food. Very deadly combination. So he came with all sleep in his eyes and all scattered hairs, curly hairs and tears, crying. He came to search for Yashoda Maiya. Maiya, Maiya, Maiya. And he found her making butter, doing dasi work. Said, what is happening? I am crying hungry here and she is doing maid servant's work. So he came and pulled Yashoda Maiya's sari, indicating that I am hungry. Maiya saw Krishna. Said, are jaldi ud gaya? You got up so early? Now sit, let me finish the work. He got more angry. He said, what is this? He went and caught the churning rod. He knew once the churning rod is stopped, the work will stop. Immediately Yashoda Maiya understood. She picked him up, started feeding her breast milk, and Krishna was happily sucking. Meanwhile, special milk was kept in the oven in the kitchen for boiling, because Yashoda Maiya planned to make some Deepavali sweets for Krishna. And as is mentioned, in spiritual world, there are no objects. All are living entities. Milk, table, flour, samosa, gulab jamun, dahi, they all are devotees. They are spiritual entities. It's milk Prabhu, samosa Prabhu, dahi Mataji. They all are living entities. They are not matter. So the milk saw Yashoda Maiya feeding Krishna, and the milk thought that Yashoda Maiya has unlimited love for Krishna, and that milk is her love, so she will unlimitedly give to Krishna, and Krishna will unlimitedly drink Yashoda Maiya's love, and he will be satisfied. Who will drink me? My life is waste. So milk decided to commit suicide by jumping below in the fire. You know, milk is teaching us, if our life is not used in Krishna's service, then it's waste. Shrama eva hi kevalam, useless waste of labor. Our life should be used in Krishna's service. What we call our possession should be used in Krishna's service. Body, mind, words, everything should be used in Krishna's service. So Mother Yashoda saw milk committing suicide. She said, not good. She kept Krishna in between, on the floor. She said, look, just be here 1 minute, I am coming. And she ran to take care of the milk. Milk saw Maiya running towards him. He understood, I may have some use. So suicide cancelled. Mother Yashoda took care. But Krishna became very angry. He said, since morning, what is happening? So much injustice. I woke up, there is nobody to attend. I cry, there is nobody. I loudly cry, there is nobody. I pull sari, there is nobody to attend. And now when I am fed milk, it's only half. She runs to take care of some milk. Whole day she says, Raja beta, Rajkumar beta, Rajkumar beta. And now Raja beta, she lives in between and takes care of some milk. When she has thousands of liters of milk in the house, if one liter milk goes away, what is the big deal? First Raja beta or first 1 liter milk? He becomes very angry. His eyes become red. And he starts biting his own lip. The anger visible in his body. And he says, I will do something now. So he sees a stone, grinding stone. And he sees that special butter pot. This morning, few hours, Maiya is making butter. And he takes the stone, aims, and thus breaks the pot. Whole butter, butter, yogurt, yogurt is there, mixture, and he's standing in between and smiling. Mission accomplished. Today score one. One pot I broke. That too in my own house. That too Maya's pot. But then he thought, Maya will definitely become angry and she will punish me. So he became fearful. So he was right in the pool of butter. And chapak, 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 he ran outside. He ran away. He went to some other room where there were butter pots. He started breaking those pots and little, little eating. And finally he went to another room. He took a butter pot, sat on a mortar near the window, and not only was eating butter, he was started feeding to the monkeys. Monkeys had a nice Deepavali feast, eating butter. Here Mother Yashoda comes back from the kitchen. That's the verse we read today. All path she is coming is already wet with milk because her milk is flowing. That is love she has. After taking care of the milk, she is thinking, oh, I didn't do good. I left the child in between. I will go kiss him, embrace him, console him. She was already feeling that. But when she came, she saw Krishna is not there. And that butter pot is broken. And all the contents are scattered, spread. And she was thinking, who did this? Maybe some monkey came and did. Something must have happened. But then she saw the stone, the weapon. She understood who did this. She got angry also, and she was laughing also. Laughing why? Because the child is doing mischief. And angry why? Because my butter, when she ran to take care of her milk, we can imagine how much valuable this butter is. She became angry that his butter got wasted. She was touching her forefinger on her nose and laughing. And saying, this boy is too much. Every day I get complaint, he goes to the gopis' houses and breaks butter pots. But today he did it in my house. In so many days I am explaining him and educating him so that he grows up to be a nice gentleman. And this horrible activity he has done, he will grow up as a mischievous monger and a thief. I can't allow that. Today I will have to take some serious step against this mischief. She took a stick. Today I will teach him a lesson. Now where will she search him? It was very easy. He had left butter footprints everywhere. So she just followed and went in the room. She saw many pots broken. And all butter was coming, ghee was coming, yogurt was coming. And she was surprised, what has happened in my house? And she went to another room. She saw Krishna sitting on a mortar and feeding monkeys. Her mother, her butter feeding to monkeys. She got more upset. And Krishna was already fearful. And he was looking left, right, whether Maya is coming. And he saw Maya, immediately jumped and ran in the next room. Yashoda Maya ran in the next room. And like this he came to the courtyard. Yashoda Maya came to the courtyard. He went round and round. Yashoda Maya went round and round. Krishna is a very small child. He can run fast. Yashoda Maya has a heavy body. She can't run fast. But she was determined. Today I will catch this thief. Her hair became loosened. The flowers on her hair were falling. They have a different story. The garland petals were falling. Her sari became loosened. She was perspiring. She was breathing heavily. But still she was determined. I will catch Krishna. big yogis, rishi, munis, jnanis, they can't even have darshan of Krishna. And that Krishna is running out of fear of Mother Yashoda. So finally Krishna thought, bodh ho gaya. So much masti I did today, I should become slow now. Mother is breathing so heavily, perspiring. So Krishna slowed down. Maya caught. Krishna saw Maya. Maya's hand, stick in the hand. He started crying. Tears were flowing from Krishna's eyes. And he was rubbing his eyes. And there was kajal. And that kajal and tears, they mixed by his rubbing and formed a paste. Whole paste was on his cheeks. Already he is black, more he became black. But of course, still beautiful. So he told, Maya, Maya, crying, please throw this stick. Said, you thief, will you steal again? Said, no, no, please throw this stick. Will you break pot again? Said, no, no, please throw this stick. He was so afraid. And when Maya saw the boy is too much afraid, that's not good, she threw the stick. Krishna had a relief. Then she dragged him. And she said, Krishna, first time she told him like, you are chore, you are a thief. Up till now she heard this. This is first time she told. You know what Krishna said? You'll be surprised to hear. Krishna said, Tera baap chor hai. Your father is a thief. Krishna told this to Yashoda Maya. But there's a big philosophy behind this. The scriptures explain that a boy child gets the qualities from mother's father. And a girl child gets the quality from father's father. Right? So now Krishna is so small, he never went out to learn stealing. From where did he learn stealing? He must have got it from mother's father, the qualities. So that Yashoda Maya's father, he must be thief, otherwise how will he got qualities of thief? So Yashoda Maya said, look, generally, you know, mothers tell children, you should admit your mistake. And she wanted him to admit his mistake. She said, Krishna, whatever happened, just tell me truth. He said, yes, Maya, I will tell you truth. Okay, tell me, who broke the pot? Krishna said, Sachi bolu, should I speak truth? He said, yes. He said, God broke the pot. He gave you karma phala. Said, what? He said, you kept me down, half fed. That was karma. So you get karma phala, God broke your pot. Punishment. What he's speaking is truth. But Maya didn't agree. He said, okay. Tell me who fed monkeys. Said, Sathri bolu? Said, yes. Said, one who created monkeys, he fed them. Again he spoke truth. But Maya didn't agree. Said, look Krishna, even if you commit a mistake, you should speak truth. She again explained. Krishna said, okay, okay, from now I will speak truth. Let's start again. Said, now you tell me who broke pot. He already gave the answer earlier. Said, Maya, Sachi bolu? Said, yes. You didn't realize when you ran to take care of the milk in the kitchen, your feet hit the pot and it broke. So you broke it. Said, is it? Said, yes. Who fed monkeys? Said, Maya, Sachi bolu? Said, yes. Said, when I went to the room, the monkeys were already eating your butter. I climbed on the mortar and took butter from their hands. At that time you came. And you thought I am feeding them. You took a stick and ran behind me without even giving me an opportunity to explain. I saved your butter and you blame me? You know, we also say, at least I should get a chance to explain. Maya got very angry. He said, this boy is blaming me for both the things. Vishen ulta chor kutwal ko daate. Then she gave a bad word to Krishna. She said, Krishna, you are Vanar Sakha. You are friend of monkey. You are like them, mischievous. Krishna got serious. Said, is it? Okay. Then I'll go and stay with monkeys in the forest. Mother Yashoda got shocked. Said, what if he really goes? So much housework is there. Who will go and search him? Then she decided to tie him. Externally, she was expressing that I am tying you because of punishment. But actually, it was her love that if he runs away from the house, how will I live? So that he doesn't run away, she tied him. So because he got tied with a rope and mortar on the stomach, he's called Damodar. Dam means rope. Udar means stomach. He got tied with a nice small silken rope. So it's called Damodar. Okay, time up. We'll end here. There is long past time. We'll hear it from some other speaker. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Prasnath, we need a mic for you.
You said that Yashoda Maya served Krishna and all the 9 rasas, no?
There are 5 rasas. She served as Vatsalya Ras.
But does she also serve as Shantaras?
Vatsalya includes all the others.
So how does she serve Krishna
no, no.
as Shantaras?
No. Vatsalya Ras includes the feelings of all the other Ras. But she is in Vatsalya Ras.
So how does she serve him in Shantaras?
She doesn't serve in Shantaras. She serves in Vatsalya Ras.
Okay.
Right? You got confused, I guess. There are 8 symptoms of ecstasy. She has the 9th one, which is, you know, her breast milk starts overflowing when she thinks or comes near Krishna. There are no 9 rasas. There are 9 ashta vikar, bodily symptoms. She is, 5 rasas are there. She is in Vatsalya Ras. Any rasa above includes the feelings of the one below. They include the feelings. But she is in Vatsalya Ras. In Vatsalya Ras, she is topmost. She got Nobel Prize in that. Okay? Yeah, so. Not on.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for good lecture.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, during your lecture you say that you cannot ask question to Krishna. He will ask several questions.
Huh?
During lecture you told, if you ask question to the Krishna, he will ask several questions to us.
No.
Yeah.
In the childhood, when anybody would tell a story to Krishna, he would ask 10 questions back in every sentence.
Okay.
You can ask questions to Krishna. Arjuna asked so many questions.
So if I, Paramatma Krishna is a Paramatma sitting within us. So if we ask question to the Paramatma Krishna, whether he will ask several questions
to us? No, he will answer.
He will answer.
Yeah. Paramatma will answer.
Okay.
If you tell a story to Krishna when he is a small child, he will.
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Thank you.
Once at night Krishna was not getting sleep. So Mother Yashoda went and asked Krishna, what happened? Said, I am not getting sleep. Said, okay, should I tell you a story? Said, yes. Mother said, okay, today I will tell you a story which you have never heard. Krishna was excited. What is the story he never heard? And she told the whole story of Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj. And she came at the point that Hiranyakashipu is about to jump from the pillar. And he couldn't stop laughing. But he controlled his laugh. Very sweetly he was smiling. And Mother Yashoda couldn't understand why he is smiling, why he is not asking any question. Because that is his own story. So he knows everything. Still he would be very mischievous, he will ask questions.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.